What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, health insurer VHI is getting rid of some of its most expensive and popular plans in order to simplify what they offer. What does it mean for customers? I'm joined on the line now by Dermot Good, health insurance expert at TotalHealthCover.ie, which is a Loughton company. Dermot, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Which plans are they retiring and why?
Yeah, so Pat, this refers to some of the most popular, well, the older schemes. People will remember the names like VHI's Plan B and Plan B Options and Plan B Extra, now called Health Plus Access, Health Plus Excess, and Health Plus Extra. So they're the new naming conventions on these plans. Some of these are on the market over 30 years. And exactly as you said, Pat, they've started over the last two or three years simplifying their plans. And they have other plans that are very similar. So not surprisingly, VHI has now decided to retire these plans. However, it's going to affect anything from 100 to 150,000 members. They're starting to do this from the 1st of May. So they'll be phased out on a renewal basis. So as your plan renews after May, so in other words, if you've already renewed January, February or March, this won't affect you until next year. I suppose the issue, the concern for a lot of members here, Pat, will be these are some of the oldest plans, which means it's the older members who stayed on these plans for various reasons. I mean, they are very expensive. I've always questioned the value for money on these plans, but the benefits are very good, and particularly for people who want full cover for orthopedics and for major ophthalmic procedures like cataracts. So these people now who, whether it's because of fear or inertia, you know, wanted to stay on these plans, these people will have no choice now but to shop around. Now, the good news is they will be offered alternatives by VHI, and some of those alternatives are in around the same price. Some of the people on Health Plus Extra may have to pay maybe another 100 euro to keep something similar in place. But I would urge all these people now, Pat, now is the time, because their plan is being withdrawn, I would say to these people, look, you really should shop around across the market, because you know, there are equivalent plans available from the other insurers, in particular Laya Healthcare, and you may be able to, you know, acquire the cover you need, but also back some really, really good savings. And so now is the time, but people need to be aware of this change.
Now, what interests me about what you said, Dermot, is you said they weren't good value for money. They had become, relatively speaking, expensive. But if you want to get the same cover as you had with VHI, it's going to cost you 100 euro more, which would even be worse value.
Yeah, and here's where people need to be careful. So, for example, Pat, I've looked at the plans that VHI are going to offer the members on, for example, Health Access members, Health Plus Access and Health Plus Excess members. The equivalent plans from VHI that they will be offered are variations of a plan called Advanced Care. And in fairness to VHI, those plans are still very good in terms of benefits, some extra benefits, and the pricing will be similar. I would be concerned about the people on Health Plus Extra. This is the old Plan B options. And as per the recent Health Insurance Authority report, still one of VHI's most popular plans. But Pat, that plan on its own, that plan went up by 15% already over the last 12 months. Was 2,950. It's now 3,400 euro. VHI are going to offer those members two alternatives. One is called Advanced Care Extra, and the other one is Advanced Care Extra Day to Day. They range in price from 3,300 to 3,540. It's a huge amount of money. Now, I would say to those people that if they go to the market, there are other plans in the market that are similar that, in my view, are around 2,400 euros. So, you know, I've often thrown out this figure that there are savings of potentially 1,000 euro per adult. And Pat, those savings, like, that's not an exaggeration. Those savings are definitely there. So I would urge all those people now who've got the notification that their plan is going to be retired, yes, check out the plans from VHI. And for various reasons, people may opt to stay with VHI. And the good news is they do have plans that give you pretty much what you currently have. But Pat, for anybody now who needs to make savings, you know, they might be struggling with other costs of living and they need to reduce their costs, There are other plans out there. So if they're worried about making, you know, the wrong decision or worried about losing any element of cover, there are loads of brokers. You know, get a family friend, get your son or your daughter, but get somebody to sit down with you and go through it with you on the phone with the other insurance company. And you might be shocked at the savings, you know, but people now will have to shop around. That's the key thing here, whether they like it or not.
Now, the concern that people have who've been on the same plan for years and years and years is that although they, you know, they might be getting on a bit, as you're suggesting, because the plan's been around for 30 years plus, and they might be afraid that there's something hidden that they don't know, which is going to be diagnosed, and it's a new condition, they move insurer, will they be covered? What's the situation with that?
Yeah, the good news for that, and they are genuine concerns that everybody actually should have, particularly older members with underlying conditions. So, Pat, the legislation is very clear on this. You know, you get full credit for your previous membership. So if my renewal is the 1st of May and I switch to another insurer on the 1st of May and I've had 30 years insurance, we'll say, with VHI already, I get full credit for that 30 years. So the other insurance company must take me on with no break in cover whatsoever. The key thing is to make sure that the new plan you're moving to is equivalent to your current plan. And all you have to do is literally you phone up the new insurance company and you tell them everything. You tell them the plan you currently have. You tell them what your underlying conditions are. You tell them which hospitals you're attending. And you tell them the consultants and tell them which MRI scan centres and tell them any pending surgeries or any concerns you have. And Pat, people will be shocked that the new insurance company is simply going to say, that's covered, that's covered, that's covered. There will be some differences. Like, for example, if you switch from VHI, you can't access their Swift Care clinics anymore. But you can use the affiliate clinics or the Leia have their Quick Care clinics. Mm. You know, the only one area, Pat, where, and this is why people need to disclose everything, there will be some people on that Health Plus Extra, and this is really important. There are some people in the market who are using, they have underlying psychiatric conditions, and they are availing of the 180-day benefit. That VHI Health Plus Extra is one of the few plans left on the market that covered you for up to 6 months in any 1 year. Every other plan pretty much only covers 100 days. So I would say to anybody listening, if there is an underlying psychiatric condition and that is a key benefit for them, the plan to go with VHI is Advanced Care Extra or Advanced Care Extra Day to Day, but I would not be switching to another provider. But Pat, the key thing is that people engage with the other insurance companies. For example, there's plans there with Leia, Momentum, Simply Connect Plus, Simplicity. Pat, these plans are all at least €1,000 cheaper than some of the plans I've just mentioned. And look, people should just shop around and then they can make an informed decision. But the good news is VHI will be writing to everybody to make them aware of this change. And VHI, it's not like they're withdrawing these plans and now you have no alternative. You do have alternatives with them if you wish to stay with them.
The final question is a general one, which will apply to many people. Sometimes you have to go for a particular service, whether it's a consultant or whether it's a scan of some kind, and it'll be done directly. You say, this is my number, and they say, oh, that's covered, that's covered, that's covered. Then other times you have to pay up and then claim. Is there any way of finding out which insurers offer the best deal? Because if you don't have to put your hand in your pocket at all, even though you would get the money back, it's much better, much more convenient. Is there any way of finding out which is the best insurer for that kind of thing?
Do you know, Pat, they're all very similar in that regard. And thankfully, the infrastructure for direct payments has improved quite significantly. So all hospital claims are now direct payments, no matter which insurance company you're with. If you go for an MRI scan, once you go to a direct payment provider, now they each have a different network, but if you phone up in advance, you know, VHI, Leia and Irish Life will tell you exactly which centre near where you live is on their network. If you go there, you don't have to pay anything. You produce your membership card. Where you will still have to pay, unlike other European countries, but I expect this will change in the next 5 years, you still have to pay as you go when you go to your GP and your consultant. But Pat, we've mentioned these corporate plans in the past. If you have a good corporate plan, as soon as you walk out of that GP with the receipt, you can basically take a photograph of it using the insurance company's app and the money will be refunded into your bank account within 3 to 4 working days or whatever. So things have definitely improved. Pat, one very small thing I should have mentioned to you. There's lots of small businesses now throughout the country who've been paying those VHI plans as a perk for key employees for the last 30 years. I think a lot of them are going to miss this change. They really need to basically, you know, review their policies as well, because as well as overpaying, they could be missing out on better benefits as well.
All right, Dermot, thank you very much for joining us. That's Dermot Good, health insurance expert at totalhealthcover.ie, which is a Loughton company.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.